Welcome to Simon Ayin Rishay. The sigil of Neir Shabbos. Now, the gate of Neir Shabbos, there seems to be first idea that we have to light Neir Shabbos, and we're supposed to be Mishamish with it. It's lit for Shalom Bayis, it's lit for Oinik Shabbos, it's lit for Loi Koshal. Atzad Hasheni, Kemal Kazalan says that if a person used it, it'll lead to problems. Now, if you move it, Abad the Bayah Mokso, but that's not the Chashash over here. The Chashash is when you move it back and forth, you take the wick, you try to make it light better. Will happen. It will either lead to a issur deraisa of kivui or the issur of avaro. Therefore, Gam Chazal wants you to use an eris, and that the kon to mesakin to light eris, a tzadah sheni to do an iyun or iyun rab shalom v'achoinen will lead to bayot of issur deraisa. Therefore, Chazal makes eris a mission dafid aleph that person should not do iyun in front of an eris. Now, not to do iyun, do things very read a book in front of an eris, not to check for bugs in front of an eris. I heard that story. I was not able to provide that story that he did till 3 in the morning.
What story?
The story that people told me that the Rebbe and Finkel used to be a shomer for his Rosh Yeshiva until 3 in the morning when he was learning, when they had Neris. She told it to you? Keep a book in English book. Okay. I can go back to both books, either Hebrew and one, side English one, but those are the stories. Those certain stories are just not true. Fine, so nicely, we have this story over here that we have the Gzer Shemiyato. Now, first question is. That was said it's true of a fact on it. Now, to make the Sukh and the Gebez man of that, to apply it, the first question is what. Neighbors are we discussing? Go through different dargas. First is simple, and Chazal was discussing that you live with oil. Let's say that Hashem Zayit, people in Makbid, says the Chodesh Ani Yavan, that it could decono that you should not read or do any eon next to these neighbors over here. Next level is, what about the candles? Wax candles, caleb candles, can you use it on Shabbos to eat around in front of it? Come over to Taz, and he says, the whole this is Shemiyato, might come and bend the wick, and if it will make it light better, and come to use the oil, make a mlok avavar over here. What kind of by candles? Who bends anything over here? No gzer shemiyato. The Taz writes the simon a couple of times in other places. There's no iser of candles of shemiyato. Atzadah sheni, the mishruvim down there are cholkim upon this inyan. The one kind of first rule is shaykh to metzias of shemiyato, even though it works candles. A second one, one kind of what's going to happen? It's not lit well. You know, extinguish it and fix it to light better. You have a bayam tekivoy. IQ is only a case of Durapolon. The Meister Ari Shainim, the Rambam, Patsin, Lakim, Yudodam, Lothoshin, Sikul Dupoy, is a case of a Durais over here. They have come to Mishibun and Makhlekis, two different sheeters, one to Lotho, when you're lighting candles, is there Xer over here, our Sikh of Shemiyato or not? The Meister Makhavam brings down the Turkish Shlokal, and the Mishibun is not Pesha the Shiloh. A Gam later on in the Simon brings down, when you're not sure if someone's Adam Khoshib, his man is there, can start the fact that he might be an Adam Khoshib. Or a second time, Mishmuel laid on in the Simchat Yisrael from the Tarif that the Shiloh of the get is Ion or Ion Rav. What's the get of the Ist over here? Something you need to Ion, not Ion Rav. It says for this, by Nershul Shaivo, but Tarif can be Makel. Won't be a problem. So really, Mishmuel has not pushed the Shiloh, but he's been Tarifit Lahokel. So again, so we have the case of Shemin, we have a case of candles. There is a third level over here. Let's say you have a candle, Ladam right now, the paraffin, when you light it, turns into oil. So what category do you put it under? Is it under the category of Neiris? It will have certain kulas, Nelson Shaiva, or is it under the category of Shemin? So as far as Pashit, so since it turns into oil, and when it turns into oil, it says the Chodshani, the Archa Shabbat, has a category of Shemin. Have all the Lachas Medina, what the Shemin discussing over here, they cannot do Ian in front of these Neiris over here. The fourth level, come on the Mishnah Gurin, it says, that's very good, Nelson Shaiva, this man of Chazal, this man of Taz, among Avram. But he has Neiris called Neiris Tavon of Sterin. Starring. I'm not sure which name he's referring to, but he says, what? No, not kerosene. Candles. Some are candles with Nerish, Lano, our candles. That he says, the pile, the whole, he brings on the one that says, by their candles with a Gzeira, maybe a Chash Shemiyata, Macholigas Taz and others. These candles not possible Shemiyata. Not possible Shemiyata. What do you want to tell you? The Chash of Kivai, but their Nerish, why? It's not lit well. These Nerish are always lit well. So you want to tiny list, and since the only reason to be makhav is out in the Shemiyato Skivoy, these two reasons do not apply if one wants to be makhav. However, you have to realize that I said only two reasons why by Nelson Shaiva to be Mekel Mishwur brings down. Come along really before the Mishwur, other Chaim say two other reasons Mishwur does not bring down. What he says, you know why? Leif Plug. There's no Chilik, Leif Plug. A second reason come along the other Shabbat, he says, you know why? Exer, Nelson Shaiva, or to Nelson Shaman. Maybe it's one to another. The people will confused one with another. They point out Mishwur is Mekel B'Neri Shalonu by Sterin, the Shitosai. He came along and said that it's not to be Machmer ben Nerush HaShayva, Zinaz Kiva Shem Yato, Nerush Shalonu, Sterin, the Maisa, not Shach, these two Chumers, they were his Mekel. But come along, others want to tell you that if you do not go with this Svart Mishpur to be Machmer by Nerush HaShayva, go the other Svart of Gdala Echorin, Atzloi Plug, because they're ner, one Ner or another Ner, but even Nerush Shalonu should be Machmer. And even though those want to argue, that it's not safe, and others come along and tell you that there's no Heter even by Nerush Shalonu in the case of Sterin. Which will really lean to the case of Hashmal, our electricity over here. The fifth level they discussed, what about these lamps that have gas inside or left inside? What's the lacha in that case? So that is the lacha with Marek about this. At the end of the day, he says, about the kitchen, the semicha planet, when you have a petek stuck onto the lamp over there, that's in the Shabbos Kodesh, and you should not change anything over here. Then he says, you make it, we'll get back to this far exactly why. So might again, it comes out, we just discuss five things a person can light before we get to electricity. Again, Shemen, Shemen Zayin, that's the Ikedek Kono. Nel Shoshayva, Mishbu has two different sheikhs over here. He says, Letziruv, can we make all? Our case of Ner that turns into Shemen has a Ged of a Shemen. A fourth level of Shtari, Mishbu himself is Mekel, those are argue. The fifth level of a lamp, he says, put a petek over there, a sign over there. Question, what about the Manazah of our electricity? Do we have a baya that we cannot read books in front of our swarm, in front of our electricity? Our lights over here, our candles, whether it's lead, whether it's a light bulb, whether it's fluorescent, can we use our lights over here? So again, a piece of Mishnah Berurah that points out about its mutter. Madach, he said, by even Nerush Lunav Sterin, he said, no chash Hashem Yato, no chash Kivoy, a body can be mekel. For Mishnah Berurah, there's no problem at all using our electricity on Shabbos. The whole Simon Ein Reshei can stop the couple right now. And just go to the last Ramo, who's interesting Ramo over here. That's going to him. And are those who say that very clearly? This is Marshak, Gushen Mordechai, Ben Moshe, Shlom Mazalman, the Bis Oilam, Nasher Klein, the Bi'oim, they come along and have numerous riots and riots. That's Sikh Yasoid, not people more Machlum of what is, no bother. That's Kheno Yimchal Yisrael. That's the Anhog over here. We'll get to that. So Maisa come along, the Kheno Yimchal Yisrael, Maisa use all our lights Friday night, no problem. The only question will come up. Practically, is either when there's a blackout, which happens in the mountains or happens in Yerushalayim, they seem to be have the gathering in the mountains. So there are times, and I know things do have blackout, then we'll have to listen to them over here. And also, those mice do disagree. They're coming again from the study of Mishbu, which is made by Nerush HaShayva. Why? He wants to only spot to Makwa, Shemi Yata, or Kivoy. Those want to tell us like plug. Those want to tell one there or another there. And therefore, I think it's Kiyadua, the Chaznish, and the Stipler, those who follow the Mahalach. At least the Lashon Chashuvim, who seem to follow this Malach, are very machmer not to use electricity and to reach from it. After the Zayat Shemiyata, and they'll have all the Kolam in this Simon over here. This Kedua that's brought down, the Chanish used to tell people, they have to know Blessing Gemara Balpeh. Why? Because how else do you learn Friday night? You don't always have a Shemiyata, you have to know it for that reason. And it's brought down, they'll do different Prok, they memorize Balpeh. That's how they do Chazara Friday night. Yes, the Gemara says very clearly, there's no head even on the ceiling. Asloy plug. That's the Gemara's case by Ner. That's the Gemara says already. Asloy plug. Sorry? Asloy plug. No, the reason why, electricity. No, so the reason is, the Bialacha speaks out, the difference is like plug. The Ner itself is the Isser, we don't make a difference where the Ner is here, or 10 floors up. But the candle itself is not a problem. The candle itself is terrific. Who says we say like plug? That's the Bialacha's killing. The electricity is no keep the Shemiyata. We have to have a Ner that's a Shemiyata. We don't care where the Ner is. Ayot on top is not Shemiyata. Fine, Loi Plug Chazal. But here there's no Shemiyata in itself. No one's going to tilt your light to make your light better. It's not going to happen. There is no, now there is a Shemiyata, this will, we're not getting there. There is no Shemiyata. Yes. Again, the Moin Am Maisa Kidu. No, they're saying no. Don't make this Chilik. They're saying you have no right to what you're saying. The time we say light plug. So they say two ways. Either light plug, because we see laptop light plug, or they're saying it goes from one up to another. If you end up doing this, You'll see when it comes a blackout, we'll have candles there. People will read the books from the candles.
You're saying you can't end up with this.
It's either loy plug means you're right, you can.
Or
it's a zero one up to another. If you sit there by.
How can you can't do this. If I do this, then I will do this.
Yeah, because then, because when. One up to another, meaning if I sit by a regular light and I'll use it, I'll sit by a candle and use it, because I'll say, now I'll do that.
When do we don't say zero?
There's not an income credit for that question. And not that good is a good answer.
Huh?
No, not right now. Might also building upon this that they have to be machmer by electricity. You can might not see make for the one discuss why don't we be machmer even for us? Al Kashashi might be misaking electricity when it blows. Generate flow, lights flow, or maybe go fix it over here. So come along with them, some of them, the result, they want to try to, first of all, the fact you go fix things, it first we suddenly sign on the fact, the love of the Adam Khashubim, and when I'm asking that to go fix it, we go tell a worker to go fix it. But even more than that, they say, besides that, you can evaluate if you're not functioning or not, they want to tell you that Mike's idea is to fix the Gufa Ur. The lit, the candle, the light over here is flickering, you want to fix the Gufa Dover. Not to go create an aura. Want to fix the aura, that's the issue over here. Why they want tiny, the whole Indian is what just to bend the wick back to oil. And they go get Caleb to go fix something, that also we don't see. They want tiny, why they fixing the generators, and not necessarily the Shash Fazal Shemiyato.
Two of the parents on the fire, the fuse,
just going down and push back on that. Yeah, I said, fine. So just throw out different stories out there. Now again, so we have this thing again that might not be make on Chashmal. The question is, let's say in front of you, you have your Shabbos Neris, everyone has, and you have Chashmal. So can you read a book by the Shabbos table, which Chash V'Shalom, of course, but there are question over here, if you're allowed to, because you're having the Neris in front of you, and you have Chashmal. The Neris, you can't, which was to be Machmer on Yishamim. That's the big idea, that's the Gemara. And you have electricity over here, so is there a problem over here to read in front of both of them together? Because electricity will pass through the motor. And Shemin Lemaisa Vad is also. So come on, we'll be a look and discuss a similar case. Discuss, you have Shemin with the Neri Shalom or Sterin. So there's one healthy for the other. And the smart to make all is that we have no Zerah Shemin Yatza to go fix it when I already have the Sterin. It's as good as can be. No, Shemin Yatza, no need for it. It's a similar idea.
Yeah,
I'm not using it. But here, it's fine. Same question. So, Maisa, come on, says, since we do not need it, make it more to a building upon that, come on, like, for Shabbos, for Shalom, and others, Taino. Maisa, once we have electricity, if it's not needed, say, if it's needed, the electricity is very low, and you need the candles, you cannot do what you're reading right now without the candles, you're back to Chazal. Echanami, if you have electricity already, and you do not need the candles, I love this. Since we're not Shash Shemiyata, according to Mishnah Berurah, there's no problem of using electricity with mana there. But that's first the different levels we went through of what neighbors or light sources we're discussing. Building upon this idea that we're saying by electricity, the Menigas Seem Mekel, what is known as Shaykhis of Shemiyata, what happens if it is Shaykh by Chashmal Shemiyata? A classic example the people have in their houses, these electric light dimmers. They change. My parents have the house, they have the living room, very fancy ones that turn, and they go higher and lower. So is Shaykh the idea of making it higher and making it lower. So if that can be nichol, the Issa Chazal, you cannot use these fancy lights on Shabbos. So come along, Numus Akhoinim, Mamoshe, Chomadam, Mamashakhoin, they come along and say it's no problem at all. Once more, they want to tighten up. The whole Issa over here is to go fix this wick with this oil and this flame over here. Go fix it. We never see an Issa to be Moisir Shemin. So that was a warning, I don't have enough Shemin to put in more Shemin. You don't see the idea of being Moisir Shemin. So what's the problem with the dimmer? You put in, add a more source of oil. That's me adding oil. No chash adding oil. The chash is going to fix the thing that we have in front of you. But not adding something more from the almond. In essence, harming the dimmer is my the only thing you're doing is adding shemen. That we don't see. One. Another way Master Klein says, Chazal added candles, flames. We don't see Chazal. They didn't have electricity. It's not nichol nixer at all. Not even nichol kiyuz and nixer nixer over here. Atzala sheni. Those who want Taino, they may be in the Chutzani or Sturm of his Choshish. The Meister, especially go the side of the light plug, the Meister, you have a Bayalvir. But he goes to one or to another, you have a Bayalvir. I do see the Archa Shabbos who wants a Taino. He says, Abadi, you put on the highest, you put the dimmer on the highest, there's no Bayalv Shemiyata. Why? Because Shemiyata is what? You might fix it to make it better. It already is on the highest. Maisa, if you look in the Tzatz Machmirim, the Maven says, what he machmas loy plug, so is shy loy plug. But look at the Chodshani, he says, that you make it higher or lower. He says, you're going to fix it, because sometimes it's too bright. You make it lower also, it's also nichli seder shemiyata. So those who Maisa mean machmer, are being machmer, even if you put on the highest.
Does it make a difference?
No.
Why not? Or you mean you need the light so you can go there?
I don't see anywhere in the circuit that says it just.
Do you find anywhere that you could actually make it lower?
It's not good. That's too bright. That's not good, right? We see it more. We see it. It's not good, right? The oath is not good.
It is good. It's not.
Not good. I don't want that way.
You
don't want
it brighter.
At night time, it's too bright. I want to make it lower. During the meal, I want it brighter.
So do we have a charge that you shouldn't have any candles left? Maybe you put it out. You want to go to sleep?
I hear. Who like? Maisa tell a shlishi, the kamlum of the Ashiv and all those Israel wants to tie another. Once you have the mishigur that says by the lab, go put a petik over there. You want to tie another. What you should do on these dimmers, put a petik on top of the switch itself. Give the shmir shabbos. Kulchasei and Orcha Shabbos Paskin Loshim Toiv should be choshev with the sheet over here and put a petik in front of the dimmer. That means this idea by the dimmers that those certainly are makel. I'm not sure what people do with practicing in Shabbos. I've never seen them being on usually in Shabbos. But if you put them on Shabbos, that those one time know, you certainly there's a mile to put a petik on top of it.
Does the
shemen
make the light brighter?
When you add in shemen, it makes it brighter. No, it does both. It does both, yes. Now, building on this idea, again, of Chashmal, we're saying again that Shemiyata might yet apply. If so, what about one discussing the same Shemiyata of adding light? Is there a baya in Shemiyata in general? For example, can you wear a watch that has a button you push and the light goes on to go see the time at night? Can you wear a watch and you push the button that it has a stop clock or has an alarm to it? Just like we see the idea of Shemiyata myself playing with things around on your wick over here, since the derek is during the week also push buttons on your watch, maybe it's a bayah that you need a blech or a hecker on your watch over here.
So I can't leave light off my house either.
So come along, those who want taino, we'll get these stories over here. That's the question over here. They're building from the sigil here. So the mice is having yourself, so the mice you cannot wear your watch in Shabbos. Also, want taino, you have to make a heck over here. He has a switch arm, just put it from one arm to the other arm. We'll put a black upon it, since Liezer, this Ketubah seems went this way also. It's time that you cannot wear your watch the same way you wear during the week. Maisa, most Svarim went, that Maisa, it's not Nichlam Shemayata. We're talking about your own Zer over here. Therefore, they come along and say very simple, Yapi Balabachish about it. Mitzad Aloha Shemayata, make an Issa over here, Oloi Plug, Nedavadanat, and if you know you don't play with your watch, no problem. But let's say the Derek said, Shlomo Zalman, as you know, all the time you always push your time to see the stopwatch or light over here, he said, Chanam, you have a bayah over here. You have to put a shmir over here. He said, Mitzad, the Yisoid, what Chazal was worried about, not Mitzad, the Issa Shaboy. And it's right, Mamshi, he says what you're saying. He says, Abing Yawai cannot be officer. Because people walk into the room right away, what they do is put the light on the switch on the room. So how can you ever walk into any room? Any room that's dark. If you have an Issa, if you walk in right away and you hit the switch. Elamai, no, Chazal did not ask that you to put on the light. And if Varaya, therefore every watch mice is not a problem. He said, however, people need Shmira. They know that they play around with it, mice is Bayah. Therefore, the Arutin said the same thing, and the Shaman said the same thing, and the Vyomer, they all say the same story. If you know you have an issue, you need a hacker over there. If you don't know, you know you don't have an issue, it's motor. Same thing again, really walking into a room, they want to tie up. If you know you have an issue every time, put on the switch, what you should do, you should cover the switch of your houses with a tape over there, or a Shabbos thing over there. It's a balabatish, so you should care about what you're doing with on Shabbos. Otherwise, it has to be slaved, but there is no Issel here. Now, Gamma's brought down in Shalma Yehuda, the Issel, the Ashiv. The Ashiv said, my said to be Machman, you have to do a heck over here. And the Sefer Divrei Yaakov, the Issel, the Ashiv, years later, and says, the Maisa, the Zman is there, people push it once in a while. So the Ashiv told him, when they Issed me, the watches just came out then with lights. It was a sticky thing, everyone should push it all the time, 20 times a day. Now, the Maisa is very common, people don't push it all the time. That are often people only use for alarming here and there. What's that economy? Could be today. You don't need me Dino your hacker. You have to be balabashish about it. Good time things might have switched. There's a Berkowitz also negates these smartwatches over here that has your all these different things on it. And Shabbos, you can turn it off and make it into just a regular watch. can you maisi wear it on Shabbos? So if it's the same yisoid, if you know that maisi, you always play around with your phones or watches over here, you'll have an issue over here, mitzvah balabachi, you should make sure you have a heck over here. Otherwise, you know that you're mature enough to understand that's not something you do all the time, ichnami no penis over here. Well, that's the Aleph. In the base, we're discussing really now all the terim that really are built off on this issue of Shem Yaakov. It's the base, in other words. First case is when two people read something together. The Kamlum, the Gemara says that we know the halacha is when you have a ner, whether it's right in front of you, or two kumas, or three kumas, or ten kumas, can fly high, the maisit, also like flow. However, the Kamlum, we have two people reading it together, mitzad the gabra, it's mutter. I first the Gemara, we have a bright that says even two people together, it's also. What says it depends if you're reading one thing or two things. If you're reading one thing together, two people might say, well, two people, one will protect the other person, which will lead to different studies from this. We see the idea that one person will protect another. And there is a shiloh of the Mishpul being down in Machlokes Taz versus the Magavram, if this hatch is dafka b'mokim mitzvah, even for the Varishus. And there is before Shiritva and Kuflim test, it says it's even only mutter b'mokim mitzvah. And the Rabbi talked this way. Maisa Mishpul had two sutras over here, it was dafka b'mokim mitzvah. Which leads really Sif Gimel, the Sugya of a Shomer. Shomer is the same idea, except by two people reading together. I hope you'll watch me. I will not do Shemiyato. Shomer is, I tell you, be my Shomer for me. And that, Maisa says the Shulchan Aruch, Avada works. I'm telling you to watch for me. This is the question among the Achrayim, is it Dachka B'machem Mitzvah, even Dvar Rishos? Maybe Dachka, two people reading together, there Agav, will is Machlekes Taz among Avram. Who says by Shomer is Machlekes? Come on, the Chodesh Shani says, if I tell you to be a Shomer, even with Tavarish Shus, the Mice is Motor. They point out, you read the people got him in the grass, they say not the way. They say, those who are Machmer in Sif Beis is Machmer in Sif Gimel over here. Once we have the Yisrael of Shomer, they point out, any Shmir works. Which moving down, you have your hands tied. If you're not different from Gedolim, what they do when no one's around to be a Shomer, they tie up their hands, won't be a problem over here. They do discuss an interesting question, can I use someone else's Ner on Shabbos? Let's say I'm walking the street, I pass by a person's Ner, and I want to go see what time my watch is, I go over to his Ner. The discussion is this Shak Shemiyato? Well, I can not let touch his Ner of this exil, this exil. So maybe, since it is to put upon me to touch his Ner, this exil, make your life better, come along the Beis HaLevi on Chanukah, and he wants to tie it, there's no Issa Shemiyato. Come along the stipend says, just like you'll forget the Issa of Shabbos, exil also, you won't realize, not his Ner. You have to know how people exactly work. Some of the reason people don't care about Shabbos, but Moksha is very important by them. You have to know exactly why certain things are more precious than others in the other.
Why
did they
fix his life?
When you make your life better, burns quicker. A kid touches thing and
like,
what? Yeah. He's not there. You're going to his life, you're using his thing. Now, again, they get the Sugya of Shomer, which there are people who use this Eitz of Shomer, whether the Shulchan Aruch said he can use your wife, use young people, this question can use Ketanim. So there's an Aruch HaShulchan that wants a Taino, and a member of Paschim, the Kotik cannot be a Shomer. The Lokas be a Pardas. Less than the 13-12 is not a Maisa Pardas. However, they point out the Chaznish, the disciple of the Maisa, wore Machmer, tore down the Chaznish. Chaim said his mother, when she was a Kotam, Taino, she was a Shomer for the Chaznish. Was a Shomer. Now it sounds like from the story, Chaim's mother was a, right? Sounds like the story that she Maisa was less than a Bas Mitzvah. It might say it's more time the stifle of Koshani and others, they hold lab dafka fire of Bas Mitzvah, no problem, they can't be a Shomer. That's really very simple. There's no din over here a Shomer. It's just if the person is a Shomer, they're a Shomer. They're not, they're not. That means obviously a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old cannot be a Shomer. But they're 10, 11, 12, they'll stop you, they're a good Shomer. They're being down in different places, or surveying in other places, that the Chanish would test them, would slowly get up to change the mare and see if they really were a Shomer. Of course, on the stipend, did the same thing. They would slowly get up to close the fix in there, and they would test these people, they're a Shomer. If they didn't do the good job, I guess they were not hired again the next week. But otherwise, Maisa, we see the idea that the concept is a Shomer. If the Baal works, it works. That's why there's a shalat about Isha, which is you have a year from a husband, not the place can say that Maisa should use a Shomer. Building on the Indian of Shomer, the place can discuss the Indian of Nashishis. Shishis, the Machab Salavat, is also meaning a lamp. There's something inside a box. You have a candle, that's a regular thing. Put a candle inside a shishis, inside a lamp. Avad is also. But let's say you put it in the lamp and you lock the lamp. It's locked. Is that a maisa going to be mutter like the idea of a shomer? Shomer protects you. When you hit the tie up, you can't get to it. Here, the maisa, the box is locked. I can go get the key. Fine. Maisa, right now the box is locked. Is that mutter enough? Come on, they bring down the rush. again, the Rosh is a Rishon that appears on the Smag over here, the Vlozer of Mishnayim. He comes along with the Tainas Maisit Smutter. My Rambam bring down the Hilchos Smutter. Aksada Sheni, Numus Archon disagree. The fact that the Shabbos are Chashul from Tanish and Taino, like Plug, Maisit and Nez in front of you. What's the difference in the Nez 10 Kumois? The Nez inside the box, that's Sogo, that's Lak, two kids, Maisit Tulser. The way the Mishbura seems to Paskin coming from the Eli Rabbo, the Paskin, that's true, something in the box that's Lak is not good. If you give the key to somebody else, that's like the Shomer. Like I told you to watch me, here's the key. I can get the key from him. But the Maisa, he's holding on to the key. The Maisa works. Building upon this with Rishu and the Bialotta speaks out why a petek, putting up a sign, works. You see a lot of times that people put up signs, certain houses on their switches on Shabbos, or different things, they put up signs that says Shabbos Kredish. Where they come from this Bialotta. We're looking at discussing how in the world in those days that lamps that were gas that people used on Shabbos. It says you want to do like Hatchila, go put a sign over there that says Shabbos Kodesh. And he says really he's coming from three different avenues. He writes the Be'al Ocho. Number one, he says maybe it's Nichol the Heter of something that's locked. I just not locked. He points out the Machta Shekel. Locked just means something that's Mishuna over here. You make a Kesher. That's Mishuna is the get of being locked. Here you put a piece of paper in front of the door you're supposed to open up to go change the lamp over here. It says, Nechon get him of Segura. And there's also a makeup on it. Again, the Rosh, the Maram, Aleph. The second thing he says, we'll get to Locha, it's not worse than the Segura. If someone learns B'memet Likin in front of the Neris, it's Mutter. Why? Because how would you learn the Locha? You cannot play with fire and light fire. If you want to kind of bring a pedigree that says Shabbat Kodesh, don't play with it. It's like B'memet Likin. Number three, he says, it's nechal to get a shomer. Don't have that a shomer comes over and watches you. You go to open up the door of the lamp over here, you see the piece of paper that itself is a shomer. The shomer does not have to be a fire glass, it could be the piece of paper itself. He says, from these three separate circuits, whether from its lack, what's the idea of a shomer, the idea of a malikim, therefore says, can make kol in a petek. And therefore the Swam says, the gate are light dimmers, the correct thing to do is if you use the light dimmers on Shabbos, you should put a petek upon it. Lamaiso, again that's a Mishibuan, he's very shocked about. Again come on the Chaznish and the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, and the Biskurov and the Stifle, they say, light plug. And they don't hold the head of putting up any signs, any petex. If you realize the Chaznish command August everything in the Mishibuan across the board over here, he's only left with the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, there's also a Machmiv Nebak, and they get Mamash on him. Otherwise, they have a Mamash Bayam, it's out of the circular. Mishibuan has tons of a term, not the Gertar light, not the Gertar candles. It's the petek works. Chadash argues mamish in all these studies over here. They do point out, but let's say you have a petek and it falls on the floor on Shabbos. Does it work or not? It says, push it. The petek's on the floor. There's no shomer. It's not in front of you. Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, Chaim Avad, doesn't work. It has to be that the petek's still hanging on this mokum. Now, what it means on the mokum does not mean you can have a petek on the side of the thing. You have a petek on the entrance of the door. If it's working, it's being stuck or being locked. I mean, you have to put the petek on the switch. Or on the door they're opening, on the lamp door they're opening. You have to be mamish on the mokum itself. So if that was the sukkim of Adam Choshev, the Pesachim say, the Gemara said after Beis, on the Beis, that Adam Choshev would not play around with Matura, Shemiyata, therefore there's no problem over here. A couple of the Pesachim discussed, do we really have Adam Choshev in Bizman as they are not? The Maitre Meshavua says, even though it's not clear if we do, but Mitzstarf, the side of Inershal Shaiva, that Pesachim are going to be a Shaila to be make or not, Machlaik is Taz, Machavam and others, says, Avadik Bichasaymach, if you think you know Adam Choshev, on this deal over here. Now the idea of Adam Choshev, they point out, means you won't play with the fire inside in Adam Choshev. Not inside you won't play with it because you don't know what you're doing. I mean, you don't know how to fix the Chashmal, that's not Nichol the head over here. You said this inside the Choshev here, not inside other Sibas. It's a fake come along the Mechav and says, even though you have people reading together, the Locha is that one can be Shemek and other by one thing, that's not by candle, not by a Madura, not when you have a bonfire, I guess, or when you have a big fire over here. Come along the Taz building upon this and says, this halacha is reading things together. What about can you heat yourself up in front of the Maduro? Some heat yourself up. Come along with Shibun and Mingzana Machlaikis, Taz versus other Achrayim. The Taz wants a Taino, just like we have an Issa to read in front of it, to heat yourself up in front of an oven. That's a bonfire. You want a Taino, that you see the coals will going out, you start stoking it and make a bigger fire. You're cold over here. And it'll be an Issa, just like the Shemi Yato. There'll be a Kain Yisod, the Shemi Yachato. And the other look is, you cannot sit in front of an oven unless you have the klom of a shem mukadoima, otherwise you can't closer. I tell the shem he come on the earth. Mishruim example El Rabo, Pesach Shabbos. Those are pasuk like this are for shulchan. They want taino. There's a sugi over here of what of e and ram that you won't realize what you're doing. You're reading a book and derech agav you move the lamp over here. You move the flame over here. The wick over here. Mashenkim, you don't need e and ram. You stop heating yourself up over here. You make up a new gzera over here. Where in the world you have a right to make up a gzera in the sugi of Shemi Yato? It's interesting. You learn the sugi of Shemi Yechato. By sugi of Shein Chazara, there'll be the question over there beside Shemi Yechato. But beside our sugi, they want taino. L'chush should not be mutter. Ma'aseh b'shvuah does not pass this sugi over here. What the halacha is, can you heat yourself up in front of an oven? The question is, if so, what about bizmaneinu? We have heaters. Can we use heaters on Shabbos? Why? It's cold. I raise it. I make it higher. I change it. Different directions. Is there an itz over here? Come on, all the achrenim. The one taina, the whole itz is over there. Is why? Because you want to stoke it, go out, it's dying out. Make it better. The one time that he said over here that we do not see this iser of making in Shemiyatu when something etzim is a good heater over here. The one time though, could be maybe depends upon the shadow of dimmers. Same sugi over here. The one time though, but to say mitzad dimmers is loy plug. What's loy plug? That's an error of reading. So you can't say this pashtu sugi loy plug. You have to come get involved balbatish. Balbatish, no one is stoking to fix the flame over here. Now and now heaters. I got Mashiach the Blisky said, Echnami, it's also coined the does. You cannot have a heater in your house with unless you have the klum of the sugi over here. Have a command all the friend of the Zalm and the Ashim Nash Khan that come along the Taino. There's no issue of using our heaters, the Khain Ogim. So Vov is a heter we're discussing whether you said of sugi of a shamer. What about your afraid of people without making them to be a shamer? If you want to discuss it by Tanak Shobit Javan, it seems to be in those days that people are afraid of their Abayim. So since they were, therefore they're afraid to play with the fires over there, therefore there's a heter of having Yira that would not play with it, therefore just like a Shemah works. Who didn't the Maestah, a Rebbe also works. That's what I'm doing discussing. So Shemah discussing, what about a father to a child? He says it really depends on the relationship of father to child. We see that different sugyas by Lala Seder, we see that there's a different in the covered Rebbe to Talmud versus a father to child. Therefore one time the halacha would not apply to son versus the father. They discuss, let's say you're Rashiva's Darish Barabim. Maybe anyone's looking at him giving Shia, maybe he'll have a head to using a candle. Shalom on the Shikal Das question, Khoshani versus the stipler, if there's a heter or not. Again, we have the idea of the heter of having Amos built upon the side of a shamer. Building upon this, a lot of design is reading Bememad Likim. Now, come to the Khoshani, they point out, Bememad Likim has a lot of that person not light fire or play with fire on Shabbos. Make sure it's lit correctly. Therefore, the one time the law is that there's no baya of reading in the front of Neiritz. You're learning the sugya, or the way of Shammah explains. The whole reason why a person does the baya is nichtas by ruach shtus. The same time you have the isser in front of you, reading Ram Malikim, it's not going to have any shtus nichtas inside of you. So you're not going to make a mistake over here. If still they come along, I still want to say more, but let's say we say Ram Malikim how we say it. We just read it, we don't realize what we're saying. So maybe we don't have this heter. Yeshlotin, I can hear that time on. No, still we have to use the correct light, so it should be lit correctly. It should not be a bayav. You end up fixing it. We have to use the correct shem and the correct wick over here. Should not be a problem of fixing it. Now they do say the whole halacha of Mem and Likim is bedak mishnah is the parak. That newest halacha of the parak is not negated the sugya whether it's Hanukkah or Tumah V'Taira. That the Echnami will not have this etter. Dafka things negate this Indian. They do say let's say. That blood after Mem Likim, but the lochas can learn simon ayin weishay in front of an Aaron Shabbos. You learn the simon in front of an Aaron Shabbos. Come on, Chutzan Mechaim Kinesh. Say yeah, the same you saw is a Mem Likim, which is very negayah. Why? Because the Maaseh, who knows and remembers these halachos except for maybe for a test. All of us all have chashmal, and Maaseh we forget these halachos. So what happens? You have a blackout Friday night and I know. Now what do you go do? You have to know the halachos. So what do? You take out a mishnah and learn simon ayin weishay in front of the Nair. Are you allowed to go do that? The only time you really can start learning these halachas is when it happens. And when it happens, you don't remember the halachas. So the halacha is, are you allowed to use this to learn the siman? Yes, you're allowed to. That's the only thing you really have to know correctly from this siman. You have to know you have a right to learn these halachas when it happens. Then they come over to you in the Shabbat and you're like, yes, can you do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? Like, oh, let's take out the Mishavua. This I do know. Now let's see what to go do the rest of the meal in the next couple of hours. But this halacha. What? No, start anywhere. Also, any place. Yeah, this thing, the only thing you have to remember from the whole time, you practically, is this set. This idea. Unless you live in Maybach, they'll tell you otherwise. But the chutzpah is that this is the only thing you really have to know. You have to know that you can learn these halachas when it happens. When Zivchas is a local of, just like we have an ema of the rabbin, or the idea of the malikim, now we have an ema of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like it's a build up over here. that just like by Yom HaDin over here, and this Chutzon explains out. The Kol Shkein, you can argue the point, because the Kol Shkein, they have an Emes Rav, they also have an Emes Kodesh Baruch Yom Kippur, and they have Yom Kippur, the Maaseh Elal use a Siddur. There's a Mavuch among the Kohenim, let's say Rosh Hashanah comes on Shabbos, you have this Heter or not. Those who want to listen to Rosh Hashanah, there's also Yom Dillah, Yom Kippur. Therefore, there's a Chutzoni, which earlier the Gedolei Sfarad bring it down, the Erech Lecha and Priyasa, the Ruach Haim says, Rosh Hashanah also has a Heter. Tzad HaShani, they point out, Tzad HaShani over here, Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, this Rav Bozo and Rav Nem Salomon Taino, you'll forget that the Maaseh is Rosh Hashanah came on Shabbos, because usually all Rosh Hashanah during the week, you let it anyway move the flame. You'll forget, and if you end up moving the flame over here. So the Isha Shaila is a Davki Yom Kippur, or even Rosh Hashanah, and there's also a second Shaila, even on Yom Kippur, the Davki the Davin Yom Kippur, because that's the whole you made in. Let's say it's going on Yom Kippur. Is there a Heter or not? Machlokes is Kotroni versus Rav Bozo, if there's a Heter. So if that's the Lachta Negeah to Lel Pesach, you're saying all that Kodo. And Sefiyu, there's a Suga Mesi of Rosh Hashanah. There's a Yisoid over here that says that to do Eon in front of a Ner is a Bayavah. This idea is Rosh Hashanah. We don't pick what you're going to come along and go say, the Maestro, there's no problem to read inside your Sefer. Now, what it means to read inside your Sefer, come on the ground and says it means to read everything inside your Sefer. Lav Dafka see the Rosh Hashanah and say the rest Balpeh. Once you know it all Balpeh, you can see everything in the Maestro inside. The Kiddush, the Kuntras Akhid, the Black Sarapin, without the Kavachim says the minute you read everything inside. Now, what does it mean, everything? The Be'alacha points out, it means any Sugya of Shas that you know, any Mesechta that you know, as long as it's Shas for you to see the Rosh Hashanah and know what it goes on to go say, then you have a right to go read it inside. Which then they do ask, so what? And the Gedolim who have all the Shemim over here, and they know Mesechta's Balpeh, what's going on over here? That's what is upon the Gemara. Elisha himself was, he was a Elisha. He knew tons of Mesechtas. Chutzoni's answer, Elisha and the Gemara discussing case, he didn't know the Tagin. You know the Tagin, therefore they do Me'in Ram inside the Tagin of Shavuot. Kiddush, not sure exactly how the Mishmur applies to practice those of being Machmer, because of course it sounds like all Rosh Hashanah, the Maisha should be Mutter, especially the Dalim, they ask Rosh Hashanah, I saw the Ark of the Vedu, yes, the disciple was always worried about it, but he knows these things about Pair. The Chanush is worried about it, he knows these things about Pair, and he has the head of Rosh Hashanah. Each little one has what exactly happened over here. Sifya Beis, there's a Kamlung Ramon, he ends off with a separate halach over here, the Geir Tineris. He ends up quoting a Rekeach. The Rekeach says that a person should not be Orem in front of Neris. It can be Orem, naked. Why? Because Sifya Beis a mitzvah. The place coming down, you have Neris Shabbos in front of you. Make sure a person should not be Orem in front of it. Now, what is this Yisoid of being Orem in front of Ner Shabbos? Making in the Chakiro. Is Yisoid a person cannot use the Ner Shabbos? Like by, for example, by Hanukkah. We have Hanukkah Neris. You can't count your money from the Hanukkah Neris. You also should not be Orem and use the Shabbos Neris. The Biza Mitzvah over here. Is that Yisoid? So it's not Yisoid the Isser of Shabbos. The Isser is Ner over here. You're Orem in front of it. The Bayovia, some good night, not be Orem in front of something that's a mitzvah over here. Not that you're using it, but how can be Orem in front of Neris? Is the Bayah the Shtamsh of Neris, like Hanukkah, or Orem of Neris? What's the second time? Just be Orem, speak out two Nafkaminas, one Lakul, one Lakum on each one. One Nafkamina, for example, can you change a child in front of Neris? Except, let's say you want to block your body from the Neris, but the light's coming around. Very simple. There's light from it, but it's not in front of the Neris. If you saw the Ner you did a mitzvah with and being blocked over here, so fine, go change your kid's diaper. He's armed, who cares? But if you saw it over here, the Maestro, you use it, you mishdamish from the Ner, using the Ner over here, you'll have an issue over here. If I care, let's say, in the case, could you be Orem in front of the Svarim? No one's using the Svarim to be Orem in front of it, not being mishdamish from the Ner over here. So therefore, if you saw being in front of the Ner, certainly you should not be in front of the Svarim. That's a mitzvah, that's a kedusha, it's even worse. If he said over here being mishdamish, no, he's being mishdamish from the swamp, you could be armed in front of it. So, Shalom among the question what the Yisrael over here is, they speak out the rate for him, is he said ishdamshus or in front of it? They point out, you read the Goyin over here, and the Goyin says, where's the ma'amokim for this halacha? Says the Goyin, no, we're from Hanukkah. The halacha isn't really Gemara in Shabbat Chavei, he says, you cannot count money in front of Neris of Hanukkah. This is the Shamshas, says the Faust and others being down. We see that these things beside the Shamshas. Asher Shaydeh point out, read the Grad, Shulchan Aruch Rav, and Simim Hei, he says, the Loch is a cotton cannot be Orem in front of Svarim, like it says by Osovia, cannot be Orem in front of Neris Shabbos. Why is it in the of the Zion? A front of it, not being mishtamish from it. So it sounds like the machlok is going to verse the Shulchan Aruch Rav. What is the Isser? Is the Isser just stopshus? Well, the Isser over here, it's a bazaar in front of it. They could better say a third malach over here. The method is no real Isser. There's a tshuva of a loch tannis, there's no makar to make this Isser over here. It's just a chumro, a near game bazaar. You need both over here. You need sai tzad in there, and mitzad in stopshus. You need better than both. You only either one to get tain, it'll be echnami motor. Could be it's not serious. They're going better than hold. You need a side over here of Neres Chanukah to enjoy, to use it. Void has to be in front of it. Let's be doing their Ramah. The Ramah's words are what the Neya Neres. Could we be asked them according to the Goyin Nibol? Can't say.
Is that because of the Arama or just of the other Tzvins?
Arum. Can be Arum in front of it. Arum. Now what age you're discussing over here, come along the place and say, does not make a difference what age. 1 day, 2 days, 5 days. There's no difference over here. It cannot be Arum in front of Neres Shabbos. Now the question is, what Neres Shabbos are we discussing? Do we mean Neres Shabbos to make a bracha? What does it mean Neres Shabbos you need for Tzarek Shabbos? Meaning all the Neres in your house you put on the Tzarek Shabbos because you're nice and slowly kosher, it's at the mitzvah of any Shabbos, is it mean those also? So first of all, they assume Mir Shalom on the Koyin of the Benesh Chayseh, that's the one you make a bracha on Shabbos, Shabbos that way. But she says, what do you mean? Everything needs Tzarek Shabbos. It's also the mitzvah of Neres Shabbos. Fine, good kasha. Echad Am Yisrael means everything. But either one time, especially if a lot of people, they get to when they light Neres Shabbos, they put on their Neres Shabbos plus electricity, like Rosh Hashanah, Biyashu, Moshe, Biyak Kamenetsky, put electricity whether before and afterwards, they want time electricity, you're making the bracha upon that also. So that means if you want to change a kid's diaper in the living room, where, or the dining room, where the maestro, you have the Neres Shabbos and electricity on, the kid's arm in front of it. The maestro, you'll have a bayat, the bizo in front of you, you're not going to do it. That's Aleph. Second, also, they say this halacha should not be Arum. It's come on the place, you can say Arum. And Koshkin halacha, you should not go to the bathroom in front of it. It's Pasha and Indian over here. It's a Sugya Bazaar. If so, we mentioned, I think, twice already that what should a person do in a hotel with their light downstairs outside in front of the dining room with the chorus to make a bracha with the bracha of Atala? What to go do? They say you should light in your room. Now, it's a lighting room to use a candle. The Issa Lois digs off. They don't let you unless you're just from them. So, what do you go do then? Come on, Divin Svarim. They say, put on electricity in your room. Some say make a bracha, some say do not make a bracha. That put electricity in your room is very not convenient if you want to go to sleep or for other halachic reasons. So Svarim say, what to go do? Said Yakam Nefi, go put the light on in your bathroom. Light in your bathroom, near Shabbos. What happened to halacha? The halacha says, they cannot be Orem and Kolshkin should not go to the bathroom for the near Shabbos. Come on, Yakam Nefi says, what to go do? Go light in your bathroom. So said the Chashukei Chemin, and someone told me that Israel be asked this question. He said, "But Esim, Echanami, you shouldn't. But that's what you're left with. Fine, that's how you go do the mitzvah
every single week.
If that's the only option, someone told me. I heard someone say that Israel be asked this question. Said, what do you think they did when they only had one room to sleep in? They lived in the bathroom. That was the only option they had. That's what they did. If that was what you had to go do, that's what the Ashur answer. It used to be, and the Ashur knows this. They had one room. One room they slept. They one
light.
That's what they did.
Every week, you're lighting."
You can suck side at this point. Fair. Can say. Give Alvin Shalos bracha, not bracha. Echanami, you see this side, if this is the mitzvah and you have no other option, Echanami, lie in the bathroom. Lie in the bathroom. Now, Maisa, what are you going to do about changing your kid's diaper? So, first of all, if you'll adopt in the gate of bracha, Shavuot should not change in front of the nearest that you made the bracha. But Maisa, let's say you hold all that nearest in the house, what are you going to do? So, it says the Yalki Yosef and from the early season. The best thing is, Echanami, first of all, either block your body from the light, the Shnati, candle should not go see it over here. And if you cannot do that, they want Taino. And the whole nice and turn the kid around. They always can face the kid two ways. Right? You can face his front side, his head to the nearest, or front, his back side to the nearest. You might turn the kid around and not face it. You should do it in a way that it can might as much as you can. You have to change the kid's diaper, that you have to go through. Whatever you have to go do, like by the bathroom, you should be might in the design. Plus, you should be might as much as you can. Building upon this and saying this story, again, come on the grass, it says, what about the Indian Negev to in front of the Svarim? Again, all week now, same question over here. Came on the grass and says, it's the same halacha Negev in front of the Svarim. Again, you could argue the point to say, no, this is Indian of it being Mishdamish Bener, and came on the grass, no, it's in also in front of the Svarim. Now, the reason why you say it's even the Koshkein, Mandach in front of the Neiris of Shabbat, it's only a Bizei Mitzvah. Bizei Kedusha is even worse. Kedushin Yemuras. Mice is swarming down, you should not be armed in front of, also in front of swarm. Therefore, they discuss a child less than 9 years old, by a boy or girl less than 3 years old. Last one, Kamal and Watanya, it's not willing to be armed in front of the kid. They do discuss, if so, the nurse, you know, mother and nurse in front of the swarm. The nurse in front of the swarm. The Watanya, Scheinberg, and others, Watanya, the issue is that could be armed. Mokum Ergu Mamish. Things that are mitzad, being mechusa, but not like Lashon Erev Mamish among the Achoinim, then the Iker the Swarm said Mice is Mutter. I mean, even though we're saying that we are here to close from Ner Shabbos to Swarim, but the Ner Shabbos is what is Orem. Orem means Mokum Erev, Erev Mamish. And however, the Loch is Erev Mamish, nursing Mice is Mutter. They do say again the same Loch, the idea is you cannot also go to the bathroom in front of it. If you want to change the diaper, which is a very common during the week, people do that sometimes. So the Mice, they say you should not, avad not face the kid. I have a couch, always can change it and face the kid right to the farm. What you're supposed to do is either go to another place now for the farm, or call up office, turn the kid around, that the mice is the side over here, or is Mokum Erva, is not seeing the swarm over here, to be faced the other way.
You should block it.
You should block it, yes. Your swarm should not see it. What? So, there's a shella. If it's going to be inside the sugya of Medinoi, glass door should help. This is a sugya of Bezoin, it should not help. I mean, when glass, two questions, whether glass doors or against sugya memsal. Memsal would work if it's a din. Memsal does not work in the sugya of Bezoin. The mice is this farm right here, the kid over here with his sayon is aramness. So the mice is not help. Now, come along, Mishbuan brings down a noch in it being aram. He brings down the kash that Achorim is. There's a Gemara Psach that says to be Orem in front of a Ner leads a person to an end of Sakono of being Nichba. Nichba in English is epilepsy. Epilepsy. So this Bekitzer, what comes out, the Gemara Sugya of epilepsy, there are, as far as I see, there are six different times that the place can be down the Baya being Nichba. Six different times, one is Aaron Sugya, that a person's Orem in front of a Ner leads to epilepsy. A second time is being the Zohar that said a person should not walk in between two Noshim that are needed. A third time is when it's brought down, they should not be mishamish in front of an Orem there. Imam Sakhan says, why can then your bottom will be in Nichbon? A fifth time, a fourth time over here is a person should not have tashmish on their bed that a kid over there sitting on the same bed. Another case is when you go out of the base of Kisha, you should not be mishamish right away. You have to wait a case of a mil or half a mil at least 9 minutes before you have a case of tashmish. I've seen this like over here. In the last case, that can you blow out a candle? There's a the medrash that brings down, the Torah says, why people don't blow out a candle, building upon the medrash, why it could lead to in the nechpa.
That's always a doctor,
your birthday cake, they point out that Bayam tells the same list, the Leichu, and then the Bayam itself is of blowing out the candles.
Okay, there is
Bayam. There's certainly a very striking question what the answer is. Now, to go just maybe through two things over here, one to get to our sugya, maybe another sugya. Is one to get to in front of someone who's Aram. Again, we have an intimate design in front of the swarm, in front of an Ner. Ner Shabbos. Sorry, want me to stop?
No.
Now, for being Aram in front of an Ner, saying again this question. Mice again, we have either Gemara of Sokhim as Nichba, or the Gemara in the Eretz Rabba of Rice, and says inside the Sugar of Dhamma Barosha, in the Sakhan over here. So all the places over here being done in Salafah of Nichba. Grisha, Rabba, Behaita, Graz, Mishwar, or Shulchan, they're all being done in the Sakhan over here. Question they will ask, if so, why in the world are most coming along and asking and saying in not be armed in front of Neri Shabbos, tell us to give these a mitzvah, all Neris for myself also. All Neris, not be armed. It's a new sakono. It's terrible. How can you go do that?
Sakono.
So people are even more worried about sakono than this, sir. That's number one. And number two, this sakono is all the time. Right, Halvai is such a should be written by Rehuda Chos, they say. People might have kept it. So the question is,
that
being Orem in front of it. You have to know the column. So Maisa, those are Tana Nishtana Teva, they point out that Maisa Bosch can bring it down, it's not Nishtana Teva, they bring down some Rishmem, they get to all the gates in the floor, we don't say this is a good Nishtana Teva. Rishmu answers the Chilp to the Godel and the Kotel. That's there, it's supposed to Eli Rabba. Eli Rabba says the whole Indian of Nichbos Takona is only by case of a Godel. The Indian of Orem with Nehner is by Shabbos, these are mitzvahs, they get to even a case of a Kotel. So we see two things over here. Sakona is only by Kotel. And number two, we see that in the Bina Mitzvah, even by case of a cotton, even a one-day-old child. That's our local here. Now, if so, what is the ghetto being armed by a gadol in front of an Ner? So come along, the sugya of Ner is, that means a person should now walk around armed in front of an Ner. We have a Maisa, light bulbs. We have a case over here of fluorescence. What are these cases over here? The first, Dr. Chu was discussing a case of a lamp that had a candle inside the lamp, a shishis, mamish our case over here. He comes and wants a taina, it says in front of a ner is iser. Front of a lamp, no, there's no iser, there's no sakono. Building upon that, the question is, what are our light bulbs? I love him to have a get of a lamp. Why? Because just like there's a glass around the lamp, here also there's a glass around the light bulb. But no, over there the ner can stand by itself. The glass is just protecting it from the wind. Our light bulbs, whether it's gas, if you take away the glass, it'll nothing work. Take away the light bulbs away from the glass, then the light won't stay inside, it won't give up any light in the room. So therefore, it's an integral part of the lighting system. And therefore the question is maybe, what? Incandescent, as I said, even take away the glass will not keep the finish. What the light bulbs are doing, keeping the light inside the room now gives up to everything. You break the glass, it won't give up light, the amount of light to the whole room. It won't work that way. Why? I don't know why. It just won't. But you need a glass. What?
There's a gas
inside. There's a gas. He says there's a gas inside. I don't know. But Mike, you need the glass. What?
Fine.
They need the glass to be a light bulb. That's what they say. Therefore, those one time of Sharma said, no, circle, circle, the glass. Others, drum, others one time. It's an integral part. The one time, you're back to the new circle over here.
Otherwise, the smile will just sort of get the same thing.
Sorry?
So
fine. That's one question ahead of Ashishas. The mice come up with those one the get chashmal of those mice are machmer. You'll have the inu sakona, there's a binom zilba, the shuv about, river safarim, the shuv about, of kupshit, the taina. All electricity has the chum over here. Those who disagree, they're coming from different avenues. Either or the team says, dafke ish, these things are not ish. The way of Sham says over, why is definitely ahead of Ashishas? The words of Shai Dabliski says over that the Losh of Chazal is ner, it's not an ner, full H, but again it's Dabkin in front of an ner. Therefore, it's real, others want to be Mekel. So it is a Shai that is Chakono, it's applying the gear to our case of Chashmal. In the time that it is Chashmal, the question, what about fluorescence? Come along the, again, Kupshi says, what's the difference? That goes up, gives off light, of one time, Chashmali says, even though it's Machmer, but not the gear to the case of fluorescence. But the gear really, if you go to the bathroom and take a shower there, shower most of us are all of us are, I never checked. But my question is, can you go to take a shower and there's light? So it really depends. Let's say you have a light bulb and then you have lab houses, places that have a plastic blocking it. Fine, that's a shisha, it's blocking it. But also some places that have, or let's say the light is one place in the room, you have a curtain blocking the shower and you don't come out arm, say it. But my spot, they tell me people come out arm also. Or you go to the mikvah. Is there a head to being in front of these lights? Noch the machmirim, the bayam tell sugum sakonu. It's coming from the dam, and he wants to tie that the whole issue over here is why? Because it's a place not to be orim. But that place to be orim, Chazal just said not to be orim in front of an air. Or the way how the Binyam Azubah says it's holy sin and sneers. In a bathhouse, there's no son of sneers. That's what we go do. The yashim, the orimah, the one time, the echnami, there's no son of sneers. So this is the muck to be orim. The whole inyam sakonu did not apply. Well, those want to be mitzvah, you have a heter, a mitzvah in the mikvah, or in the tzion, of Israel. Maisi, be the chutzot, he says, also. You have a bayah sakon. One time, in the house, you have a problem. He says, you have to make a hefzik in between. So don't be worried about these things. You have a light bulb in your house, make sure you have something around the hefzik in between. Otherwise, you have a problem. Why is it Kiddush? Loin near the Tanoi, it gets very hard to know people who don't own bathrooms. But it seems to be that there's not a place you can get. What? No, so mikvoish can be mitzvah with mokum mitzvah. Just negate to blowing out a candle. You're asking, is it personal? This makor, in blowing out a candle, again, is a medrash or kolboy, we shouldn't bring down. They come for two different reasons, either dog veroshoy or shema nechba. Now, there is one question negate to mokum mitzvah, is there a heter? I mean, for example, your wife lights in there Shabbos, she has the match in her hand, what's the loch and nakit? Can you blow it out? So first, when you learn the sugya of blowing out the match there Shabbos, those who will Mekabel Shabbos by lighting it, you can't blow it out anyway. Those who say you can blow it out, and then Kabbalah is they making the bracha. So one shalom and on Hogan the gate tells the Shabbos wins the Kabbalah. Different Hogan is a Klal Yisrael. The Maisa, if you let the on Hogan to blow it out, can you blow it out? So those who want Taino left upon him for 400 years ago, one Taino Shem and Mitzvah Sloy Dera, burnt down with his Kesedek Kavachayim. Others are Chalashay, said the Maisa, why blow it out for? Just do it another way, take it and shake it out. That means that if the Chaim Kineski, what do you do by the case of Abdullah? The Maaseh would not blow it out, he would shake it out. He says, you know why? He said over the Indian Shem and Nechba, the Indian of there's no reason for it, and the halacha, the words are, do not blow out with piv with your mouth. This is a wind and this is a wind. That's true, they're both winds over here, but the sakona, how exactly it works, you get older 40, you'll see. But ma'isa, the in over here is that to blow it out with your mouth, that's in the sakona over here. To shake it out, the ma'isa chazal say, there is no problem, that seems to be done, I'll go. Fine. Then we should now do the sugya of graf shavi'ich. And I'll follow.
You can make regular light.